on what we needed. Here we go. A little series called Amazing Grace. And it's amazing. That's the only thing you say about grace. It's amazing. Amen. John Newton hit it on the head when he wrote the song Amazing Grace. That's why it's still the number one gospel song probably in the world. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. It saved a wretch like me. Today's little message, grace, you got to show it. Grace, you got to show it. Okay? You've been given grace. I've been given grace. Grace is amazing. Well, how does that affect my life? How does that affect how I treat others? I've told it to you before, I believe. Waitresses have told me numerous times in this town, because I go out to eat a lot. I'd put me going out to eat more than any of you. All right? I go all the time, see people all the time. How many ever saw me in a restaurant? Can I see your hand? That's what I'm talking about. They tell me, meanest people, grouchiest, grumpiest people come on Sunday mornings after church. That's true. That is horrible. And I tell them, the waitresses that know me, I said, if you know they're from fellowship, you tell me. And you know what most of them say? They say, oh no, your people are fantastic. Yeah. You know why? Because we bust your chops here. Amen? Don't you need your chops busted sometime? I do. I need that. It's okay. All right? Graceful. Grace. It's amazing. I've received it. I need to show it. Let's talk about it. Here we go. What is grace? And we're flying. God's grace. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourself. It's the gift of God. Not of works. Lest any man would boast. Grace is a kindness toward man. Say it with me. Shown by God. So see, you can't be all in charge of grace. See? Because it's a kindness that's shown you from who? Him. See what I'm saying? You can't give yourself grace. God gave you grace. Grace is from Jesus. And if you're going to show grace, it's going to be from Him as well. Okay? Let's keep looking. It's the favor of God extended to man. It's God's favor, His riches, His blessing, His love, His compassion, His reach to you and to me. That's what grace is. It's an action God chooses to perform. God chose this. God is the one who said, you know what? I'm going to show grace. Amen? It's a gift. All right? It only comes from Him. It only came through His Son, Jesus. You understand? What about other religions? Well, I guess they're fine. Have at it. They just don't have any grace and they're not connected to God. But have at it. But they're empty. They'll not get you anywhere. Not according to the Word of God. Amen? Come on. It has absolutely grace. God has absolutely nothing to do with any action or response from who? Me. Well, if I'm just good enough, God will show me grace. You'll never be good enough. The beauty of it is He saw how bad you were, how screwed up you were, how lost you were. And that's why He came to the rescue. Amen? Doug's a paramedic. Amen? Don't expect Him to be coming to your house when everything's good. He comes when you need help. Amen? God saw us all in sin and come short of the glory of God. He saw our need. He saw our sinfulness. He saw our lost condition. And He came to rescue us. That is grace. You see the difference? Religion says do. A relationship with Jesus Christ says done. Amen? It's the difference. Man has zero to do with it. God gives it. God gives grace. So that's what we're talking about this morning. In the Bible, let's look at some verses. Grace is always what? Say it with me. Given. For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that's among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think of himself soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. So grace is always given. I thank my God always on your behalf for the help me, for the grace of God which is given you by guess who? Jesus. Grace is always given. Grace is often hooked up with these two rascals. Mercy and peace. It's beautiful when you read the Bible. You'll see grace and mercy and peace ain't far behind. Isn't that what you want in your life? I want God's mercy on me. I want His peace in my life. And they don't follow far behind grace. Unto Timothy, my own son in the faith. Say it with me. Grace, and there they are. Mercy and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Grace is free, the Bible says. Being justified, say it with me, freely by His grace through the redemption that's in Christ Jesus. So you can't buy it, can't earn it, can't dress up and get it, can't pop a dollar on an offering plate and get it. I know how we want to one-up somebody else and always be better than somebody else. But God says, compared to me, you're nothing. You understand? And without me, you can do nothing. Does the Bible say that? Sure it does. Amen. See? Grace is abundant. You don't know what I've done, where I've come from. Look, for all things are for your sakes. Say it with me. That the what? Abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. God loves fixing broken things. He loves coming into your life. He loves that. Well, you don't understand. You don't understand where I come from, what I've done. You don't understand how lost I am. God goes, you know what? I can save you, and I'm going to get me some serious glory out of saving your sorry tail. I tell you that right now. You understand? Grace. Grace is manifold. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the what? Manifold grace of God. The incredible amount of grace. It's unsearchable. Grace is exceeding, that in the ages to come He might show what? Exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. I mean, He's good to us right now. But can you imagine through all eternity? Because we can't see God. We haven't seen Him. We believe in Him by what? Faith. Can you imagine when you see Him? Can you imagine authors could not even begin to write really in a book who God is, what God has prepared for those who love Him, and for all eternity? What am I going to do in heaven? How about this? For the rest of eternity, you're going to be experiencing the exceeding riches of His grace. Sounds like a pretty good trip to me. Amen? Come on. Grace is sufficient. It is. You come to Christ, He'll keep you. Whether it's a situation like I've gone through in my life recently or in my past with the murder of my mother, whatever it might be, God's grace is sufficient. We don't think it is. We don't think we can make it. And then how many never thought you could make it through a hard situation, and then you made it because God's grace was sufficient? Can I see your hand? Well, shazam. But we don't think it when we're going through it, do we? Can't make it. Hey, and He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Most gladly, therefore, Paul says, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Once you start to experience how good God is and His grace in your life, and the strength that you can get in the difficult days, it's almost some weird thing that happens. You almost start to long for the hard in your life because that's when God shows up the most. Does that make sense? Yes or no? Grace! You got to show it though, man. We've got about 8 minutes. After that, the Bible says there's even more grace. But He gives more grace. Wherefore He says, God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. So there's even more grace. And after that, there's even more grace. This grace is a big deal, isn't it? You're not bored with His grace, are you, say? Grace in our singing. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in what? Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing with what? And I got to think God's so pleased when He hears an old slave and a slave owner himself, John Newton. Listen. when he hears a guy like that write a song, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Isn't it amazing? Number one song down the last couple of hundred years has been the song Amazing Grace. Isn't that beautiful? There should be grace in our singing. Grace in our speech. Wow. Now here's where we're talking. Watch it now. Let your what? Always be with what? Let's say it again. Let your speech always be with... What about after church on Sunday? I had a waitress. I'm like mad. I want to be mad. I want to be ugly to her. Is that appropriate? Yes or no? Absolutely not. As a child of God, as a recipient of grace, it ought to come out of your mouth. Seasoned with salt. That you might know how to answer every man. Hey, now, excuse me, some people are paying the rear end. You just got to tell them. I know. Roger's always talking to me. Y'all don't realize he's talking to me the whole service. Would you just hush? Grace in our serving. That's how we're to serve. We're to serve in a gracious manner. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it might minister what? Grace. When we serve. I mean, some of the ugliest people on the planet can be people who serve in church. Come on, pass me that right now. We're serving Jesus. What? We don't like that here at Fellowship. If you want to be a pain in the rear, and I'm going to just go ahead and say it, be ugly and mean and a snake and ill as a hornet, don't serve here! Did you hear me? Yes or no? I'd rather three people do it. And us do it with a great attitude than griping and fussing. I hate that. Do you hate that? Say. Come on! Now, thank God I don't have a lot of trouble with that here at this ministry. I thank God for that. We don't want none. How many loved as a parent? Listen, loved as a parent, four kids, and you just love them fighting with one another around the table or just fussing with one another. Oh, this is a great evening. Y'all just go ahead. We're a family. Say that with me. We're a family. We're the family of God, for crying out loud. Amen? Come on. We serve the Lord with grace in our speech, in our serving. Grace, man, you got to show it. You've been given it, so now what? Show it. Should be. It should be, baby. Come on. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. What a great thing God did for us. Amen. Whether we speak, whether we serve, it should be done with grace. Why? Because grace was given to us from Him. At Fellowship Church, we say something. We love Jesus. And you know how we love Him? By grace. He loved us first. And the second thing we say is, we love who? People. And you know how we love people? By His what? Grace. People ain't easy to love. Amen? We still are sinners. We still have flesh. We still have emotions. We still get ticked off. We still can be. You know what I mean? So how am I going to serve? How am I going to work on my speech? How am I going to work on my service to other people? It's through that same grace that saved me. That same grace is going to help me speak and it's going to help me serve. Got it? It's a beautiful thing. Keep looking. God's grace is what gives us the lost. God's grace is what God gives the lost. It's what Jesus did on their behalf. Okay? And on our behalf, by the way. What do you give to the lost because of what Jesus Christ has done on your behalf? What do you give to the lost because of what Jesus Christ has done on your behalf? We should be giving them grace. Y'all hear me or did I lose you? God gave you grace. Do you give others grace? It's funny, isn't it? We take, but do we give? It makes a great church, by the way. I love it. I came here this morning like I do on Sundays. 7-8 men standing in a parking lot ready to pray for me. You know what that is? That's them showing me grace. We pray together. They pray for me. They pray for you. You know what that is? Them showing you what? Grace. You think it's easy to drag your tail out early in the morning like that and pray? Think it's easy to sit in a truck for 45 minutes and pray without wanting to jump out a window? Say. It's hard to stay focused in prayer, isn't it? Say. How do we do it? By what? Grace. Then I get out and I see the people setting up the donuts and the flowers. And Jane made a beautiful flower today. Everything handmade. She does it every week. Guess why she does that? Because of God's what? Isn't it amazing? Say. You mean the donuts down there? That's given to you in what? Grace. The coffee? Grace. Miss Karen playing the keyboard? That's done because of grace. Do you see why it all works? Say. Isn't it awesome? Say. Bob getting out there with a blower this morning at 7:30, 7:25. He's blowing off the sidewalks for you. I never asked him to do that. He did it on his own. That's an act of what? Grace. Do you see what I'm saying? Bill Dowdy, he takes a broom and he goes up and down the seats where the kids leave paper during the week. You don't see much paper on the floor, do you? Yes or no? They do a really good job at keeping things clean around here, right? Not necessarily. You just happen to have gracious people that come in before the service starts and makes it that it's comfortable for you because they love you and they're giving you what? Isn't that a great church or not? Yeah, come on, praise the Lord. I'm just saying, amen. Come on. I'm just laying it out. It's not hard for me to think of these people either, is it? That's just rolling off the top of my tongue. Wherefore, lay aside all malice, all guile, hypocrisies, envies, evil speaking, and as a newborn babe, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If so be, you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. We're done right there. If you had a taste of Jesus, that's what we're to show other people. Amen? Have you tasted His forgiveness? Had a great story from Rob Cusimano. Rob, are you in the building? You're out there serving. Hey, Rob. Rob gave an incredible testimony yesterday to the men. In our men's group, we open up. Sometimes it ain't pretty. Okay? But we can play at forgiveness. We can play at asking God to forgive us. Keep doing what we're doing. Living our life the way we want to live it. And Rob made a statement yesterday, and that was, he asked for forgiveness and God said no. Have you really tasted of God's forgiveness? To where you're sincerely, honestly desiring as a baby, God, help me, because I can't help myself. If you do, you'll taste and you'll see that He'll forgive you and that He's gracious. Amen? But if you want to come to God as a full-grown adult and in charge, and man, I can do it, baby, you know what God's going to go? No. Did you hear me? Yes or no? So if you've tasted that the Lord is gracious, then it's on us to show what to people? Grace. Isn't that great? Wow. How many have had somebody in your life show you some grace? Wow. Isn't that sweet? Doesn't that feel good? Amen?